Simon Beaumont.
Here's Brett Williams, he's got it. Kicks a goal, Brett Williams, a brilliant goal from the boundary line.
Greg Williams was a dual Brownlow medal winner, won a flag, won a Norm Smith, AFL Hall of Fame, played for the Blue Baggers, for Carlton, played for the Cats, for Geelong, played for the Swans as well. Tough, uncompromising footballer. What a lot of people realised a couple of years ago is that Diesel Williams was having a little bit of trouble with memory loss and potentially concussion from head knocks during the time. But also, and I didn't know this, he had a dodgy knee and he's been having trouble with osteoarthritis, serious osteoarthritis. He joins me on the program now. G'day, Greg. Nice to talk to you.
Simon, yep, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no problems at all. When did you first pick up your knee problems and how has it been for you since you stopped playing, mate?
Oh, look, it started middle of my career, which is a fair while ago now, but I've had I have had 10 arthroscopes on my right knee over my career.
Yeah.
So it hasn't been good. And by the time I finished when I was 34, that was back in 97.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in really bad shape. And, you know, the years since, I've just looked after it best I could. And but it's just deteriorated and deteriorated to the stage where I really seriously... last 12 months or so, looked at getting a replacement in the right knee, yeah.
Yeah, okay. But you've been able to undergo a fairly new treatment and a new innovation. Just before we go to that treatment, Greg, and I reckon our listeners will be interested in this, how when you look back over the last couple of years, how bad was your knee?
I was really, really bad, painful all the time, swell up. Like if I couldn't play tennis, really. I used to, but I couldn't even play tennis or... I haven't even played golf the last year and a half,
yeah.
Which I always loved playing golf at least once a week, but I just got too sore where I couldn't even do that.
Yeah.
I could ride a little bit, but, you know, it just ached all the time. I'd, sleeping, driving the car, it'd ache. And that, the problem was it gets so frustrating when you've got an injury like that because you can't do much, you know, even playing with the grandkids or whatever. It's just painful and...
And you're in your mid-50s like I am. It's a lot. Mobility's everything, isn't it? And when it starts to creep up on you, before you know it, you're more immobilised than you realise, aren't you? Just snuck up on you and it just hurts all the time. So tell us about this new treatment, mate, and tell our listeners what happened and how you're travelling now.
Yeah, good. I saw an article last October, Andrew Walker, who played for Carlton a year or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
He just retired, but he had real knee problems and he had this treatment. Called Paradigm. It's in trial at the moment, and he had the treatment, and he thought it helped him so much better. His knee was so much better.
Yeah.
So I rang him. I got into the Carlton doctor who was doing the trial, and I got into the trial, and last October I had the treatment, which is two injections a week for 4 weeks.
Yep.
And, straight away after I'd finished, I actually had an MRI before I started.
Yep.
And I had a lot of, obviously... Oh, there's white on the MRI. It shows white patches where the pain is and the bone on bone sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I had a MRI a month after my treatment, and there was no white spots on the MRI.
Mm-hmm.
And the feeling was when I walked, I had no pain. There was no swelling, and it was about 80-90% less pain than I had had a month or so before.
How good is that?
It just worked so much. And I'm really that excited about it, and I still am feeling so much better. I'm more active. I'm not taking painkillers. I'm not taking any anti-inflammatories.
Mm.
So it's just been amazing, really. And they've asked me to just talk about it, and it's great that you rang, and I'm happy to, because there's so many people out there with arthritis issues.
For sure, yep. Oh, there's blokes and girls around the office, netballers and footballers around the office, Greg, who are in the same boat as you. So the term is pentosan polysulfate sodium, or PPS, and it's specifically for knee osteoarthritis. And as you say, those bone marrow lesions that you had as well. So that injection regime again, did you say it's two a day for 4 weeks? Is that what you said?
No, it's two injections twice a week. So you go in on a Monday and then you might go in on a Thursday for 4 weeks.
And you reckon you knew almost straight away, did you?
Yeah, I reckon maybe 2 weeks into it, then I started feeling better. So I was actually limping when I didn't even need to limp. You know, you get used to it.
Yeah, yep.
I'm not limping at all, and I'm, it's just fantastic.
Back,
yeah, it is.
Back in town. Playing tennis, playing golf?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just playing set a week with my kids and that sort of stuff. Nothing too... I wouldn't be able to beat Roger, but I'm out there playing, you know?
Yeah, yeah, which is, it's as I say, it's everything. When you've been sporty, when you've been active, you just want to be able to do it from when you stop till the day you kick it, don't you? How's Andrew Walker's knee? Does this thing only work on Carlton blokes?
No, it doesn't actually, no. I've actually booked about five blokes in, teammates in my age already, so they're in the trial now. And, anyone... If you want to do some homework on it, just Google it and do your homework and there's a trial coming up and hopefully in the next year or so it'll be out there so everyone can get involved.
Yeah. PPS is the abbreviation, pentosan polysulfate sodium for knee osteoarthritis. Paradigm's the company, isn't it? Paradigm Biopharma.
That's
When will the citizens of Perth be able to access this, Diesel? What have you heard?
Well, I know there's five footy clubs are using it at the AFL at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And even guys who are getting ACLs now are getting the treatment. And it helps with the swelling and improves quicker. And also going forward, it helps to prevent the osteo in players today. So that's a good thing.
Yep.
And I know in England and UK, there's already studies getting done with soccer players. And the reports are pretty similar to mine. There's like 80-90% improvement on guys who have had similar injuries to mine.
Does the regime require that you go back? I'm talking to Greg Williams, listeners, the legendary AFL, VFL player for Carlton, the Sydney Swans and Geelong. Do you have to go back for some more jabs?
Yeah, I'm going to go back in 6 months, so do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully after that it's still good going forward, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Good to talk to you. I've got to ask, how's the noggin? How's the ongoing battle with some of your memory loss and your head stuff?
I'm okay. I've still got issues, but I'm getting well looked after and I'm in a pretty good space at the moment. Everything's pretty good, really.
And I imagine playing tennis and golf would help that side of it as well, because that's what we want to do forever, don't we, us active people?
Yeah.
Nice to talk to you, Greg. We appreciate appreciate your time today. Good luck. Hope it goes well.
No, I appreciate your time. Good luck to everyone over there. Thank you.
See you, mate. Greg Diesel Williams. So this is called PPS. I might ask our doctor friends about this. So it's being trialled with football clubs at the moment. It's for knee osteoarthritis and with people who have concurrent bone marrow lesions, BMLs. Greg Diesel Williams, who's endorsing it. Jared has phoned in. G'day, Jared.
Hey,